Hey, JB.
What's up?
Don't stop.
Keep pouring?
Keep pouring, my friend.
Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls around the whole wide world now, welcome to another edition here of The Last Drop. I am your godfather, Whiskey. I am JB.
And I am the godfather of craft beer, Cody.
I always love how you drag that out like that. And I
am the godfather. Yeah, you got a little pizzazz to it. Make it so boring, you know what I mean?
I guess because your title is just so short when you got to go into the "and I" part or whatever.
Yeah.
Like, you know, it's not you leading into it, so it's therefore.
Right.
I feel what you're doing right there. I feel it. I sense it. And I ain't going to lie, my pride is hurt right now telling that goddamn story. Yeah.
What, you haven't heard pride now?
Yeah. No. You know what? I gotta go kill that Negro. Hold on now.
I know I got that motherfucker's address stored.
It's gonna be funny because when he dies, which he will die before me, hopefully. I'm gonna be that
it's
one.
Probably won't happen that way though. It's
hey, he lives in Brentwood, way. So what that tell you? Them white people might get his.
Oh, well, you didn't say that part. Left that detail out.
You know he's gonna be fucking somebody's Jewish girlfriend or something like that, whatever. And they're gonna be like, "Nah, man, death to halashayim," you know, or something like that. You know
what?
They're gonna have to come after him and stuff like that. So
death to halashayim.
Halashayim, yes.
Wow, just waiting just to fit like my fucking listeners right there.
Yeah.
Way to go, JB.
So
motherfuckers say halashayim.
Halashayim, yeah. You said that wrong.
But it turns out that'd be an actual word.
I don't speak Hebrew, Cody. So I mean
yeah, clearly.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
I mean, that can be a word. You never know, Cody said. So,
That was some ironic shit right there.
I did always find Hebrew fascinating because I always saw the text and font on my like Jewish friends, like whatever work they were doing or something like that. And I just stared at it trying to follow along. It's like, you know, with some languages, you can kind of see where they're going. Hebrew, when I saw that written down, I was like, I have no idea what this is.
Like you're looking at like a Japanese characters or something like that.
Oh, yeah.
They have like entire phrases and markings, whatever.
With Japanese characters, it's funny because it's like, man, y'all spend that much time writing this? Like, damn, like, that's a lot of squares and lines.
Yeah.
With, like, Hebrew language, though, like, it's like a lot of swiggles on the bottom, top, and then it's around. And he's just like, it looked like whiteout came across it and just sprayed on something. So it's missing, like, connections to words and shit. And it was like, holy shit. I see why they got to study for this shit for so long, but I was like, man, if I was Hebrew and I had to learn that, I'd have to change religions or something. I'd be like, nah, man, we switch into Scientology where we ain't got to read shit.
You know, exactly. Yeah. I'll watch this video right here. I'll just watch some shit.
Like, I can't be, and that book is big too. I was like,
that is a big book.
Imagine Jermell sitting up in a Jewish church and shit like that, though. With a fucking
oh my god,
with the do-rag on too, with the fucking like that dude from that the gangsta party line.
Yeah, exactly.
I'm gonna be at Jermell's funeral just looking at him going like, remember when you beat me in basketball that one time? His family come up to me and be like, oh, JB. I'd be like, oh my god, it's such a loss. I mean, my friend here, my dear friend, they walk away. I stare at him some more and go like, Who winning now?
Yeah. So like, you sneak a jersey onto him.
I still have them Jordans too that I played in, so I'm gonna put them in his casket. Shit, I'm gonna be like, here, motherfucker. Shit, I'm gonna steal his shoes. By the way,
now I have to finally retire my fucking jersey, motherfucker.
in peace. Yeah. That number 5 shall rest now, okay? Shit. No, you know, I'm gonna change that 5 to a 9. Remember that 9? nine points, bitch. Shit. Yeah. And then I'm gonna throw a fucking elbow at him and shit and be like, like, you take that motherfucker. Shit. damn, shit. Yeah. I mean, when I told Cody, I was like, Jamel's aggressive in basketball. And it's like, that's no surprise, actually. He's aggressive in life. So,
right. Aggressive in every aspect of his fucking life, I'd imagine.
It just caught me off guard the first time I played him, is just because, you know, I always thought he was constantly high or some shit. You know what I'm saying? So, like, to see this motherfucker.
Realize, oh, no, that's just Jamel.
Only to realize, like, damn, this motherfucker got energy. And it made me realize, it's like, damn, so that's how Michael Myers get around. Shit, mm-hmm. All right, cool. He ain't, like, lazy and slow and tired. That motherfucker, like, man, when he motivated, got to get to it, though.
Yeah. Well, thanks.
Okay, but it is craft beer week now, Cody. It's the drinking episode here. And, my God, 2021 already, it's turning me. It's already aging me, Cody. Look at my eyes. Look at my eyes.
Like, oh, you got the bags too?
Man, this shit.
All right, that was just me.
Hey, man. Talk about the end of our motto here. Don't stop, keep pouring. Like
literally. We definitely live by that code now.
Man, I think the country's motto is don't stop, keep fucking up. Shit, like, Jesus Christ. Like, what in the blue what a week, Cody.
We're opening to the year.
When we were children when 9/11 happened, you know, so like I don't think we fully grasped the concept of like.
Oh no, I was 10 years old.
Yeah, I think I was in seventh grade, so yeah, I had been like 12 or 13 or some shit like that. I don't think we really fully grasped the concept of that like we do now because of windows and stuff like that. Because when I first saw it, I was just like, "Oh, a plane went into a building." I was like. I'm kind of not shocked by that. Planes have accidents, right? And stuff. But then, you know, you find out, like, oh, there's some terrorist stuff.
Oh, yeah,
like, oh.
Yeah.
It's like, oh.
Yeah. I didn't get the full gravity of it, too. You know, I was older in my youth, if you will.
I would say, let's see what the next tragedy in this country would be. I mean, for us, it's an every year thing with black people being murdered. But, you know, I guess the country don't see that as, like, a national incident or anything.
No, they don't.
So as far as the country goes, I guess the next national tragedy after that would probably be, I would assume, COVID, right?
Yeah, the biggest thing, yeah.
We up to 400,000?
The whole nation. Yeah, probably.
We up to, like, I think we passed 400,000 deaths now, if I'm not mistaken. Shit. Either we had 360 or 460. I'm blanking now on that number. I think it's 360 or something like that. But either way... We about to be at 400,000 deaths by next month, that they said. Mm-hmm. So COVID kicked in. And now the next big thing here, at least in our lifetimes as adults, that'll probably be talked about forever. The president sent his sycophants on the U.S. Capitol. Now, when I first saw that this morning, I was like, man, this is going to be a shit show. I didn't think it was going to be that kind of shit show. And then, you know, I was thinking, like, well, at least they didn't have any weapons. Now people finding weapons and shit. One dude had, like, fucking handcuffs, zip ties and shit. And you just like, wait, hold. And he had, like, was he, like, ex-military or something like that? I forgot what he was.
Peaceful protest.
It was very peaceful, Cody.
Yeah.
Did you see that? I think I commented. I don't think I retweeted it or whatever. But, like, that CNN interview where they interviewed people at the Capitol that approved of what happened.
Of course.
I was like, and they had that one lady. It was funny because people were shitting on CNN talking about, like, it's typical CNN not asking the right questions or whatever. And they're trying to bait these people and stuff like that. And I was just like, that dude just asked her if she was proud of what happened today. And she said yes, but she said it didn't go far enough. We should have grabbed each senator by the head and dragged them out. But I was just like, I was like, how's that CNN's fault? Like, I was like, whoa. She didn't took that to a whole nother. So clearly, she fucking deranged. All right. So, first of all, the first thing that hit my mind, this goddamn racist-ass country, Coach. I was like, this racist-ass fucking country.
It is a racist-ass country. That is very true.
I mean, but it's just like slapping you in the fucking face now with it. Like, it's almost damn near insulting now at this point. It's almost like
it is.
It's almost like they're trying to say, look what we can do now and rub it in your face, Cody. Because
Pretty much.
I'm sitting here watching this and going like, yeah, this is a nation tragedy. But for us black people, like we have always said, it's always been two Americas. And, you know, white people never heard us on this. You're just trying to divide. You just need to understand or whatever. It's like, how do we not understand? We're the ones being assaulted. It's like, you're the divider, not the helper, you know? So like, it's like, it's two Americas. We're just letting you know that. It's two Americas. And here I'm watching a video. When they had a BLM protest, mind you, it didn't even get this far. That nation's capital, Cody, was covered in the National Guard from head to toe.
Mm-hmm.
Not to mention, Viola Davis reposted this. She reminded people, I want people to remember this. A black woman was murdered. I forgot how many years. I think it was in 2017. It might have been longer than that, actually. She made a wrong U-turn towards the Capitol, turned around. They opened fire on that vehicle. You don't get nowhere near this vehicle. I mean, this Capitol, Cody, without face. And rightfully so, to be honest. I mean, not for that point, for the U-turn thing or whatever. But, I mean, rightfully so. Like, you know, this is like the government, beyond government. There's two most protected establishments in the country. That's the White House and the fucking of the Capitol. And that's because that's all the world, where all the world leaders and all that stuff like that, especially the country's leaders, they all get together and make their laws and rules and regulations that make this country a democracy, if you will. So it's open for, you know, whatever kind of terrorist, domestic or anything like that attack. But yeah, this black woman, her name was Miriam Carey. It was 2013, Cody, sorry. They shot and killed this girl, opened fire on her car when she made a wrong U-turn at a checkpoint. Meanwhile, it's like thousands, hundreds storming this motherfucker.
Mm-hmm.
How long did it take before one shot even got fired? The motherfucker had to hop into a barricade while they were already in the building to get that one shot fired.
Yep.
And they trying to call that shit a tragedy. Excuse me for being an asshole. I don't give a fuck that that white girl got shot. Okay, I could give a shit less. Like, when here's the thing. Like, going back to Martin Luther King time and stuff like that. When they were being arrested and shit like that and stuff, they knew what they were getting arrested for. They were expecting to get arrested because when you trying to fight for injustices, you expect the consequences that come with it. Especially when you're fighting for a good cause. Now, the reason why I say I don't give a fuck about it is because they wasn't fighting for no cause.
You can't. I don't care how any way you shape it, you can't justify the attack on the Capitol at any point in time. But no, especially for what they thought their cause was, no.
Oh yeah, Cody. They found two pipe bombs.
Two pipe bombs? Yeah.
Molotov cocktails.
Yep.
They found a truck full of them being made, by the way. I was like, these motherfuckers was making this shit.
Yeah.
Cody, they was making this shit on the spot at the fucking Capitol. Now, get that shit now. They didn't make it beforehand or, like, walking doors. They were making it on the fucking
Capitol. I find it highly ironic that they're using all of these terrorist methods and all these products, but yet the person they voted for, they're following, is supposed to be completely anti-terrorism. They push away all these brown people, whatever. But yet they're using those same acts that they're afraid of.
Not only anti-terrorism, Cody, but they were Blue Lives Matter, too. Remember that?
Oh, yeah, that's too.
Remember they were talking about this flag? And we are so Blue Lives Matter and stuff.
Yeah, until you get in my fucking way. At that point in time, only my fucking life matters, bitch. Get the fuck out the way.
Did you see that one cop being chased by them white people and that fucking... I was just like, you know, a part of me kind of wanted to laugh because I was just like, it's the Trump people fighting the Trump people. I was like, that's kind of fucking hilarious, to be honest. I was like, they don't even know what they fighting for now. The other part of me was kind of pissed off because I was just like, this motherfucker is running from them. I don't recall in any of them BLM protesters cops was running from any fucking body, Cody.
Oh, no. They're standing on the ground then.
These motherfuckers was in full riot gear too. And not only that, even at the Capitol, they were in full riot gear, Cody.
Yeah, you would have thought Godzilla was invading. They were fucking armed to the teeth.
Cody, they were picking people up off the streets and buses and vans and shit like that.
Yeah.
So,
oh, yeah.
And mind you, they couldn't even get now one fucking van or vehicle to this goddamn thing. Not only that, the president incited the shit. He said, we're going to make, what was the terminology he said? Not war. He said something. He said, it's going to be a sight to behold or something like that. We're going to make a scene where he's like, you need to be there. And then Giuliani talking about like, fuck, I'm blanking on everybody's words now. He's talking about like chaos or some shit like that. I forgot the terminology, but hey, you can look it up if you want to. So.
Yeah, and then that half-ass speech he had at the end when all the dust settled, like, I feel your pain.
You're beautiful people. But he didn't start with that, though.
Your fucking pain.
He didn't start with that, though. He started, I feel your pain because we lost and got cheated out of a leg. I was just like, this dude just don't get it. Like, just don't fucking get it.
I forgot. He was still talking about the goddamn magical 11,000, however many votes, whatever, that supposedly vanished, whatever the fuck. And then they recounted shit again, and he lost. How many times he lost this fucking flying?
No times now.
I lost count.
But he starts this go home thing with that, we got cheated and robbed. I know how you feel. And it's just like, and Republicans was praising him for that thing. I was
fucking
like,
point.
Oh my God, dude, he's stupid.
The vandalizing and committing a terrorist act on U.S. Capitol. It should start there and fucking end there. That's all you got to talk about. All this vote shit.
That don't even matter.
Put you out the window. No, it really doesn't.
We already know his point of view on it.
Hey.
Why do you feel the need to tell this in every video you post? Every fucking video he posts, it's always about, and this is like, dude, this video was not supposed to be about that. No, then not only that, he ends that video with, you're very special people and I love you. What? Because that ain't what he told BLM. He said, when the looting starts, the shooting starts.
Yeah.
Now, not only were there looting here, motherfuckers was smiling and waving at the camera as they was looting. But here's the scary part, though, too, Cody, is we don't even know what they looted as far as paperwork and documents and shit goes. Shit was just in mass chaos. A motherfucking redneck in Tennessee, Cody, right now could have fucking...
I'm still amazed that they actually penetrated the fucking Capitol.
You saw the video of the cops letting them in, right?
Yeah. Like, don't we have like trillions of dollars, the fucking U.S. Treasury, whatever? Like, where the fuck is that money going to?
You know, it's
sure as hell being used on security for the goddamn Capitol. I know that.
You know, and it made us look weak to other countries too, because they're like, oh, is it really that easy to invade America?
Mm-hmm.
Huh.
Yeah.
Huh.
It's that too.
It's like, oh, I'm sure Putin and Mr. Kim Jong over there, they were having a field day going like, oh, yeah. We threatened the wrong city and state now. We've been talking about New York and L.A. where it's like, oh, it's D.C.
Go straight to the fucking Capitol.
Just go straight there. It's easy, you know? I saw that one video of those police officers just opening the gates to these people. Mm-hmm. And I was assuming.
Wait, come on in.
Come on in. And it's funny, too, because I see this random photo keep going around online where the motherfuckers are climbing that wall. I was like, it's pretty ironic that
I think I just like, play those zombies for World War Z.
It really did. And it's funny enough, World War Z was on, and it terrified me because as bad as the CG looks in that movie, that shit terrified me the way
it's very effectively watching it. Now, are you watching it?
It's scary.
The movie? Oh, yeah.
It's... Honestly, it's probably the most scariest zombie thing I've ever fucking seen. Because like, the way these motherfuckers was moving and piling up and shit, it's like, I would rather be chased by regular zombies ever than these zombies. Because these zombies was like super zombies and shit. And remember when Brad Pitt was in that little small alleyway and that little gate was up the fence, and these motherfuckers was piling up on it and just, I almost pissed myself. I was scared. I was terrified. I was like, I ain't never been... Because people always say, I'm not scared of zombies. They're slow and stuff like that. I agree sometimes. I'm like, I'm not really scared of them or whatever. But that was the first time I was just like, I am terrified of them. Okay, like, I am. I don't even think I criticized the CG in them as far as effective, like you said, that was to the effect of, like, saying that was, like, the biggest horror movie of that year. Like, shit, because if that shit really happened and they can move that fast, Cody, they were jumping like fucking Nightcrawler attacking people.
Yeah. Like, climbing on top of each other and shit. Like, golly.
I don't understand why they don't just use them type of zombies in every fucking thing going forward. Like, you have no chance of living if you do.
No.
I remember when they was on that plane, Cody?
Mm-hmm.
Ooh.
That's I shot up. Myself right there, Kirk. Yeah.
And once that plane gets taken over, that's it.
I was like, I'm shooting myself right here, son. Yeah. It's going down here. But I remember just kept writing on every post I saw that wall. I was like, oh, the irony of a Trump supporter climbing a wall. Right. The irony. It's like, they don't even see the irony. And it's crazy because you see all these crowds with the QAnon shirts. I was like, man, I can't believe this many people believe in fucking QAnon. I was like, it's like the most, it's like something you go to like work to the office or something like that. And you just joke about like saying, oh, I see you got a letter Q on your shirt or something like that. Oh, you just laugh and joke about it and like, oh, brush that shit off. Nah, people look at you now and you make that kind of joke. They'd be like, and? What are you trying to say? And you like, got
a problem with my beliefs, bro.
And you're like, you're sitting there like, well, like, you don't actually believe in it, right? And they'll tell you, I don't actually believe in it full heartedly, but I've heard some things. He's just like, what? Oh, okay. Fucking crazy. And then you saw, I guess to go back earlier to my Jewish joke there, we saw the, I can't believe people are still anti-Semitic and shit. I mean, granted.
Oh,
I,
yeah, yeah, that's still a thing.
Like, Jews don't fuck with nobody. That's the thing. Yeah,
they don't. I don't know where they even came from.
I love how Jews can just brush that shit off, though. Like, just like.
Yeah, you know, it's fucking stupid. What the fuck is this dude talking about? What? Like, a lot of these celebrities all be all anti-Semitic and shit. Like,
yeah, like, but they come up with like the most bad. Like, it's like, honestly, I wish that they would just do that with black people instead of murdering us and shit.
That'd be preferable.
Yeah, because they just come out with some of the most bad shit. You know, the Jews are in control of the money in the United States, and it's like, yeah. Where'd you get that from?
That's the Illuminati and shit. Like, yeah. That's what they paid about to be like, what the fuck?
Huh? Jews control Hollywood and the legal process or whatever. It's like, huh?
You know they're holding a piece of Eden, right?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Oh, boy. You know the Jews are for the evil in the world. It's like, I never heard of Jews' thoughts on evil or good. But yeah, like the anti-Semitic, the Semitic motherfuckers, they just, they got a lot of, I'd love to know the book that they're reading. just tells, like,
see that book. That shit's not ridiculous as fuck.
It's got to be that thick as hell, too, right?
Oh, yeah. It's got to be like this fucking thick.
Yeah, it's like, I'd be
probably like a Bible.
Bible size. Like a hotel Bible size, too, with that. So they had like these anti-Semitic neo-Nazi shirts on. I saw one shirt that said like hang a Jew or some shit like that. I was like, God damn, what the? What does storming the Capitol got to do with anything about a Jew? It's like, what? What was the need? Can you imagine going through your closet?
Imagine that dude woke up that morning and said,
which shirt should my outfit
be today?
Let's see. I got the QAnon shirt.
What race am I hating the most? Let's see here.
Oh, should I wear my Klan hoodie? Nah.
Yeah, nah.
How about my QAnon shirt?
Black, Mexican. Nah. All right. Motherfucker, flip the coin.
A Jew coin at that, too, Cody.
Yeah.
He's like, oh, and not only that, Cody, it was brown, too. It was a print.
Yeah.
Let me flip this real quick. Heads, it'll be those Negroes. Tails, damn Jews. They had those shirts on. They had the Ku Klux Klan shirt, the neo-Nazi. I mean, it was just like, I see it if you. And everybody understood what this crowd was. Because you know the one thing I'm happy about Biden being president? We ain't got to see them stupid-ass flags being flown. What is the deal with the flags, Cody? What is the deal with these flags?
I don't know, man. They got to let it be known. Got to let it be known,
it's
man.
It's like a dick measuring contest or something. Like, look at my flag.
You know what? I wouldn't be shocked. I wouldn't be shocked if there's like some super disillusioned people that have like some flags printed out that they wear until like for the next 2 years and say Trump 2024 or some shit like that.
Hey,
you're probably going to see that.
You probably will. You might still see it even in Biden's term and shit like that. I mean, because this
some people, don't want to shock me.
Some people don't believe he's still going to be president. So,
yeah.
So they attacked the Capitol. Five people died. One of them was trampled upon. Actually, I don't even know if she was considered in that five that was killed, to be honest. I didn't even look up the five people that were murdered, so I'm not even sure. But
maybe, I don't know.
So she was trampled to death, and I kid you not, people, she was the one carrying that yellow flag that you saw in the videos and stuff. Don't trip. I can't even get up.
Fucking hilarious.
I kid you not. Don't tread on me. That is the funniest shit I think I will hear in 2021, Cody.
You gotta love it.
One of them
died. To see it.
One of them died by a heart attack, Cody, because they
heart attack via shock to the balls. If you not, that actually happened. People, please look that up if you haven't heard already.
They fucking tasered themselves in the balls. Oh, shit. If this wasn't so scary, it'd be like the funniest shit I think I've ever seen. SNL should make skits of it, like ASAP, to be honest. The scariest part, though, is the stupidity of these people putting themselves on camera and live streaming them fucking stealing shit like this. Cody, how many times me and you said on these shows, I'm talking about back in the movies days, I remember on the movie shit, I used to complain at you and be like, what is up with all these actors and musicians doing documentaries, opening up, talking about, man, I did this kind of drugs and that and shit like that. Yeah. I was just like, yeah, that's a crime. Demi Lovato, she famous for it. That was in her trailer for her fucking documentary.
That's right.
She said right in the trailer of her documentary, you have to understand, every time I was on stage, I was high on cocaine and LSD. I was like, hold up now. Wait a minute. Hold on. Somebody need to be knocking at her fucking door right now going, bitch, bring your ass here. Come here. It's like, wait a minute. Let Cody's black ass say some shit like that here on this podcast or whatever, and don't think that they won't hold this accountable to his ass later on his future and shit. That's that celebrity nonsense though, Cody.
Yep, gotta love it.
So these fools, this motherfucker live streamed him fucking up the Capitol, Cody.
Yeah.
Like a live stream, Cody. Like, you know, I'm actually not terrified of criminals because I just didn't realize how stupid they was in the 21st century here. And we all know the people that had his feet up, the dude that had his foot up on Nancy Pelosi's desk and stole her mail, too, by the way, which, by the way, is also
a crime. Stole mail.
People don't know that, but fucking with people's mail is a crime. I think they tell you that on some envelopes, too, that if you open this and you're not this person, you could serve shit. Well, he ain't smiling no more, Cody. That's his mugshot right there.
I love that mugshot. He looks like, yeah, I fucked up, didn't I?
You like that Dave Chappelle skit. I fucked up. Look at that right there, Cody. That mugshot.
That's just like the other one with the old dude hold the what they had, the podium, whatever the fuck he had.
Yeah.
Smile. I'm like trying to shave. Like, we're gonna, we're gonna recognize him.
And delete his social media, too, by the way. He did that, too. They caught his ass yesterday, by the way, Cody. I think it was Friday, actually, when they caught his ass.
Yeah.
Yeah. I think they've arrested, I think they said 17 people or some shit like that. The people that thought they got away, if you will.
Mm-hmm.
And they still facial recognizing people to catch some of these people.
Yeah, oh. The FBI list. They're federal criminals.
They attacked a government building.
Yeah.
What did you expect to happen? I love it, too, because I see all these Trump supporters talking about, y'all didn't make you liberals, you didn't say anything when they were burning down Wendy's and stealing Foot Locker. I was like, you dumb motherfucker. I was like, when Wendy's is up there with the Capitol and the White House of the United States of America, then you might have a case. Until then, last time I checked, Cody, Wendy's was the house of hamburgers.
Yep. What that is.
Yeah, yeah. Matter of fact, these people turned so much on Trump's presidency, they were fucking chanting Hang Mike Pence. They were chanting this shit at the Capitol. Hang Mike Pence. This motherfucker. So they're already talking about impeachment and stuff like that. And I hear some Republicans saying, what's the point in the blah, 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 and shit like that. The point is so he can never run again. That's the point right there. We ain't about to have this up again. This is some bullshit. And honestly, I would be insulted as fuck as a black man, to be honest, if not only did these people not get arrested. Because look, if you're not going to get shot. Now, I'm not saying I wish everybody to get shot or something like that. I'm just saying I ain't going to bat no tear for them. But at the same time, if they're not going to get shot, they better get some fucking jail time then, because this is some bullshit here, okay? Like, as many brothers and sisters has been locked up and shot shit. Last week, we just had Jacob Floyd trial go on, and sure enough, the dude that shot him 7 fucking times got off scot-free. Once again, another cop killer gets off scot-free. So as far as I'm concerned, they better lock these motherfuckers up, and that motherfucker better get impeached. They talking about the 25th Amendment, but let's be real about that. 25th Amendment ain't going to fly because Mike Pence ain't going for that shit. And everybody knows that the vice president's got to be on board of that. And what point would that make anyway? The impeachment is not just for getting him out of there right now. It's for getting his ass out of there in the foreseeable future for life. Hey, no returns. You're done, son. It's over.
It's a wrap.
It's a wrap, B. Get that shit out of here. Did you see Kevin Sorbo and Lucy Lawless was going at it?
No, what happened there? No, what the fuck?
You know Kevin Sorbo,
Zena, Hercules.
The hell? I had to get a screenshot of this because you know Kevin Sorbo, he's all religious and shit, Cody. You know that, right?
Oh yeah, for sure.
So, Rogan O'Hanley, he said, "Dude, these look like Trump supporters or leftists disguised as Trump supporters." You and Kevin Sorbo he retweeted it and wrote, "They don't look like patriots to me." So obviously, Zena wrote back. Lucy Lawless said, "No, Pina, they are not patriots. They are your flying monkeys, homegrown terrorists, QAnon actors. They are the douchebags that go out and do the evil bidding of people like you who like to wind them up and like toys and let them do their worst, keeping your filthy hands clean." Hashtag enabler. Man, you know it's bad when Zena and Hercules can't get along.
Yeah, I know, man. Damn.
Remember when they did
the crossover back in the day? Yeah, man.
That was our Avengers back then.
Yeah, that was the Avengers back in the day. Avengers in the 90s, man. Zena and Hercules.
I guess they like Cap and Iron Man now, Cody.
Yeah, that's Civil War, baby.
I guess we're not going to get that reunion we wanted, Cody.
Nah. That ain't happening.
Nah, Sean. So, obviously, Trump is going to be, he's going to be, like, criminalized. At least he fucking better. That's all I know. I don't give a shit what happened, but motherfucker better get, like, something. That's all I know. Because there's too many black people out here going right now, like, yo, just like what? We talking, like, a few months ago, last summer, August, whatever. Too many of us was getting shot, killed, handcuffed, whatever it may be, pepper sprayed and shit like that. And all we did was protest. Now, granted, there was some people in there looting and rioting and shit like that, but we talking about two different circumstances right about now. People was concerned about their goddamn building when black people was being murdered in the streets constantly and not getting no justice. You know how many black parents had to wake up to that? Because they were talking about that shit when that girl got shot and shit. Mind you, she's in her fucking 20s and shit. It's such a sad day that someone lost their child. It was just like, yeah, but a 12-year-old black kid was shot. Y'all didn't bat a fucking eye talking about like, oh, that must be an Antifa member or some shit like that. How many black parents got to wake up every goddamn morning not having a damn minor of a kid not being in their household? So get the fuck out of here. She knew what the fuck she was doing. There was a black kid, 11 years old, in Anaheim, California. The motherfucker was in his yard, Cody, sweeping the porch. Sweeping the goddamn porch, Cody. Three grown-ass men, burglars, ran into his yard when they were being chased by the cops. The cops opened fire on the black kid, said he had a weapon in his hand. First of all, how do you go from chasing three burglars?
Grown-ass men
by you. Get them mistaken up with this 11-year-old kid who got a fucking broom in his hand. Get the fuck out of here. It's like, they were attacking kids. They were attacking mentally challenged people, mentally ill people and stuff. And they sitting up here talking about like, well, they shouldn't have did this. They shouldn't have did this. And guess what? That same joke that Dave Chappelle cracked when he was talking about like all the white people that's on drugs. Just stop doing it. Then. Now it's our turn to say, you shouldn't have been there then, you know. So as soon as this got broken out, Cody, Tucker Carlson, this bitch ass nigga. I can't stand this motherfucker. I can't stand this motherfucker. That's what way to put it. Like, I had to watch his shit. Had to watch his shit because I was like, you can't turn this around. There's no spinning or anything of this around. Like, this is what it is. Like,
oh, just you wait. Just you wait.
You get on Fox News. And I don't want to talk shit about the whole network, too, because they got good reporters there like Chris Wallace. Chris Wallace is a damn good reporter. He doesn't pick that side shit or whatever as far as like liberal, Democrat, or Republican and shit like that. And not only that, he don't spew bullshit neither like this motherfucker does or whatever. This motherfucker gets on the news, Cody. Who was in this crowd, though? We don't know that, whatever. What do you mean you don't know that?
We don't know that.
What?
Yeah, it's only multiple videos with multiple angles in his footage across the web. We have no idea who's in these videos. No clue at all.
Was it Antifa? Was it people disguised as Trump supporters? I was like, I couldn't believe the shit I was just hearing. I was just like, no, this motherfucker did not. I say this on air proudly, and I'll say it again. Tucker Carlson, you need your ass beat. You need your ass beat like a motherfucker. I'm not saying I'm the one to do it. I'm just saying you just need your ass beat. Like, you just...
And it's even sadder, too. You know he knows himself that he's full of shit.
Yes.
Saying these things.
Yes.
You know he's smarter than this.
Yes.
You know he knows better.
Yes.
He's just doing it anyway. Yes. He's got to be a dick.
Him, and this is why honestly, I just want to condemn the whole network, whatever shit, because they shouldn't be allowing this shit to go on air. And honestly, to me, it's kind of like the same thing as Trump. If they're like, you know, saying Trump incited this danger and stuff like that and this violence, that I don't give a fuck if they consider themselves media or not, but they should not be allowed on news network, as they call it. I don't call that shit news. That's an opinion based. Right? They should not be allowed. Him, Hannity, and Laura Ingraham should not be allowed to spew that bullshit that they were saying. We're getting reports and rumors that Antifa was there disguised. They had a motherfucker on, Cody. I kid you not. They had Tucker Carlson had a motherfucker on that was in that Capitol and shit doing a fucking video conference. And this motherfucker said we was peaceful protesting, but we discovered that Antifa infiltrated the peaceful protest and started all the commotion. And then, you know what he said? Tucker Carlson said, and he was like, and do we have like facts of this and stuff? And this motherfucker straight up said, well, the rumor is going around. I said, the fucking.
I'm trying to figure out at what point during the quote unquote protest was it peaceful?
It was never fucking peaceful.
I didn't see that one image or one video clip I saw where I classify something as peaceful.
You had a motherfucker dressed up like a Viking, Cody.
Yeah.
As a matter of fact, Cody, did you hear last night that they found feces smeared on the walls?
Of course.
Like, what?
And they call us animals.
I'm thinking in my head.
That's hilarious.
As fucked up as I think that is, whatever, like, you got to be a sick motherfucker to shit in your hand.
That's some odd shit. I saw that on Oz. Yes.
I mean, even if you lived in the woods, would you ever think of doing some shit like this? It's like, nah, son. Like, I don't know about you, Cody, but feces scares me. I don't
want to touch it. I don't want to be anywhere near anybody else. Nowhere near.
Let alone touching my own shit. Would you imagine, Cody, they use that shit as DNA to find it?
I bet you that we got them.
And then because people touched it and shit, they go like, oh my God, we caught 15 people. Man, forensics people, their job, they must be like, man, my job sucks.
Let's see that day.
I gotta analyze semen.
I gotta do this COVID shit on top of this too. Fuck.
Man, it's like, God, man, I got the other day I just analyzed somebody's semen. This shit was still fresh. It's like, man. It's like, it's like, you know, they didn't have that dream when they woke up and said, I'm gonna be a forensic detector, man. No. You know, it's
like, you know, I'm gonna help out about solve crimes and shit.
Yeah, that's literally cool. They need to put that in a Batman movie one day or whatever. Like, he just studying shit.
Yeah, yeah. Batman, so you're a detective, right? The world's greatest detective. Do whatever it takes.
Motherfucker spinning in a vial, somebody's shit. Yeah.
Like, playing some dramatic music in the background.
He's like, and then Alfred walks up and says, what did you determine? He's like, Alfred, this shit smells. Like, it's like, he really smells.
Yeah, he smells it. yeah. One beat.
Yeah.
Bud Light.
Yeah. Man, I don't even want Batman to do a vibe. I want him to put his fingers in the shit and just goes. It's fucking Two-Face. It's like, whoa, why do you know that? Superpower shit, whatever. You know, either Batman or The Questioning better do that in a DC thing or something. Nah, all right. Oh, or they hold detective licenses get ruined right there.
I'm about to say, man, it gonna be about you know what
I
saying?
Want Batman to break into like a half acid cheap ass motel and he just takes some semen off the sheets and shit and just put those some more. Just go like, knowing DC, though, they'll come up with some sick shit and say, like, oh, Talia Gill used that semen and rubbed it in her pussy or some shit like
that. That's how Damian Wayne was born. Turns out Batman and Talia never fucked. Damian Wayne's a goddamn test tube, baby.
You remember that new 52 got on some weird shit? It was just like, ugh.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Some sick motherfuckers. Yeah,
that's back when. Idiot, and now they're doing this shit.
That's back when DC thought they were edgy.
Yeah.
Like, y'all ain't being edgy. Y'all just being gross. Being
dumb. Stupid.
So, all these motherfuckers on Fox, I feel like they should be in trouble too, because they're just inciting more of the shit. They're the ones spewing it. They're spewing it more and shit.
Yeah, it's false media, it's false evidence. It's fake news, as they always like to
say. Fake news, as they call it, whatever, and shit. Like, it's just bullshit. Like, and then this dude tried to say, well, rumor is the rectal scanning company that they saw, the facial recognition company, they said that it was Antifa. The facial recognition company came out in a statement and said, we never once said that was Antifa, and it was not Antifa. It was two neo-Nazis.
They're the database of, like, Antifa people that they have, their facial... Scared. Oh, okay. Wow.
I guess this dude that Tucker Carlson was interviewing, he was trying to say that the facial recognition company came out and said that they quoted that they've scanned the faces that they scanned were Antifa members. I was just like you just said, it's like, oh, they have a database of Antifa members. Okay. And not only did the facial recognition company come out and say, that's bullshit, but they even said, well, we never said that. And first of all, those two people we scanned were neo-Nazis. And they didn't even acknowledge that shit on fucking Tucker Carlson. And I'm just sitting there just going like, so not only are you spreading false bullshit, you are hiding true facts in it as well, too. It's like, that's even more. I mean, you're not doing anything different than what Trump just did. Mm-hmm. You kind of just adding to it now, whatever.
Yeah. So yeah, that's especially dangerous too, because people are this
retarded.
Retarded, yeah, that too. Yes. But they're this heightened state of alertness and being super anxious because of the situation we're in as a country, as the world, especially with the pandemic. They're going fucking insane already.
Yeah.
And you add this shit, this conspiracy theory shit. People global's fucked these days. Mm-hmm. So when you do stuff like that, then yeah, that's a pretty big problem. That's a huge fucking problem, actually.
Actually, it's a big fucking problem. I can't believe that this shit is still on the air and being allowed to do this bullshit. And not once ever.
Yeah. Something should definitely be done about that shit.
Not once on this Carlson or Hannity show, neither did they admit that it was Trump supporter. They keep saying it was disguise or some shit like that. And it's just like...
When this facts out... Well, sorry, they'll go back. Never mind. I ain't know I'm bringing this up.
You know what? I think the next time they shoot a black man or whatever and we do like a BML walk or something like that, or a BLM walk or whatever, we should just say, we're not BLM, we're Trump supporters.
Yeah.
What are you talking about? We're in disguises.
Yeah, maybe we'll get walked down steps and shit.
They said that...
Get selfies taken with cops.
They said Antifa hired actors to pose as Trump supporters. I said, what the fuck?
Why do we worry about this stuff? The motherfuckers are getting out of office on the 20th. So why would we even waste time? Why would Antifa even waste time?
Have you ever even met Antifa? Do they even fucking exist? I noticed, I asked Cody this. I said, Antifa, is that just another word for nigga? Because I noticed every time Antifa never gets brought up on anything else except for Fox News. And they always bring it up when it's entitled with BLM. I always notice it's always like slash Antifa slash BLM. I never see it on its own or anything like that. So I'm just like, is that just another term for nigga? They just figured out a new word and just said, they'll never understand this one. Mm-hmm. We got them. So I'm starting to think Antifa is just a bunch of bullshit, to be honest. That some shit that was just made up, if you will. But I digress. So the videos I saw, now to get into the more pointing part, I need to pour a drink real quick because I'm getting thirsty.
Yes, you should.
What are you drinking on, sir?
Oh, well, I guess somebody as well. I'll introduce this.
That bottle's killed. Oh, yeah.
Today here. Well, partner, what are you sipping on over there?
Oh, I'm just sipping on some, you know, a little bit of store pick here. This little Blaine's single barrel here, you know.
Oh, okay. Very nice, very nice. Yeah, today here from first beer of the year for Craft Beer Week, I have Firestone Walker's Gin Ricky. If you can see that.
Don't it feel longer than the first beer episode, by the way?
It kind of does. It really does.
Fucking drained already.
For real. What this is a gin barrel HL with lime pill and spices. So it's actually a blonde barley wine aged in gin barrels for 18 months. Damn. So it's supposed to be cocktail-inspired beer, which is interesting. I never really had one of these, so I'm going to try this out today.
We always talked about cocktail beer on this show, but I was like, I never want to fuck with that because I don't know what I'm doing, so... I feel like with beer you could fuck that up in a cocktail more than you can with any other drink, to be honest.
Yeah, I don't think beer is really meant for cocktails,
but yet
spirits are.
But it's funny because there's a shitload of cocktail recipes with beer on it. I remember we looked it up and it was like, there's a lot of fucking beer cocktails. Yeah. Like, I
don't know. Not really my jam, but hey, if you make it work, then you make it work, I guess.
I would be down to try one. Give me a sip, like a little tasting glass, whatever. Just give me a little tasting. Let me try it.
I'll peruse a little bit. Yeah.
If you had to make a beer cocktail, though, like what do you think you would go for? Would you go for like a bourbon barrel, an ale, or a sour beer? What are you thinking? Like IPA?
I would get a sour and do something with some sort of whiskey. Make a whiskey sour, but instead of the sour age they use, whatever they call it.
Yeah.
I'll use actually an actual beer, sour beer instead of that.
When I said sour beer,
I would try.
I automatically thought that too, because I was like, that's probably the easiest one to do it with, right?
Right. You would think so, right?
Yeah. Like, I don't think you could really fuck that up too much, right? Especially if you add like fruits and bitters and stuff like that. Like, I don't think it would taste like either.
That's
it's going to be
what I would go for, at least.
Either it's going to be more bittery or it's going to be. The next one I think I would do is more like one of your little coffee stouts and stuff like that.
Or you can do it, make it like a Kahlua type deal too with like a stout.
It's got to be something soury or chocolatey.
Yep, my thoughts exactly.
I don't know if that'll work with an IPA.
No.
I don't think the taste buds would work on that. I mean, I would try it if you can make it, but I don't see that working out.
I can't really. Nope.
I don't see that working out at all, actually. So, the president kept tweeting, Cody. He just would not stop tweeting his ass off. He just would not stop, Cody. And, like, he wrote this thing, these are the things and events that happen when a sacred landslide election victory is unceremoniously and viciously stripped away from great patriots who have been badly and unfairly treated for so long. Go home with love and in peace. Remember this day forever. He just couldn't stop, could he?
Couldn't stop. You know him. Yeah, shut the fuck up.
And then his daughter did the same thing. She wrote the she deleted hers and shit right away. But the internet never deletes, Cody. Once you put that out there, it's out there. And she said that they were patriots and shit. And now she's trying to backtrack and say, I never said that. Where it's like, nah, that's what you said. That's what you said. So Twitter banned him. That motherfucker's banned on Shopify, Cody. I didn't even know what the fuck that was until I was like, damn. You got to be an evil motherfucker to get banned on
Shopify. All these platforms is that. Like, no, fuck this. Man, we done.
He's banned on Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, Shopify, Amazon, HBO Max.
Look at that HBO Max.
Netflix subscription fee. I think Hulu Plus.
One of my favorite posts is from like this little film thing on Twitter. Discuss the film. They put a Home Alone 2 star has been banned from Twitter. That should have you laughing.
Oh, that's funny as fuck, actually. That's fucking funny. Damn.
That should have you laughing.
That's funny. It's funny because even more funny that these people are actually getting arrested as they go home. Now, the problem with this is they should have been arrested on site. They should have never been allowed to travel to get on a plane and go home because we just...
Right?
We do not know, first of all, of this super spreader that this shit probably was.
Yeah.
There's a video of a motherfucker live streaming, and he is coughing like crazy to the point that a dude even in the background says, "You'll be all right, brother." And he's just like, "Yeah, I just got a little cough here." And it's just like, little cough. He coughed for 1 minute straight almost, Cody. It was just like,
Well, that ain't leading nothing good. That's all I can say.
Thank God most of these people lived on the East Coast. I was like, man, I hope none of them people are West Coast people. We got our own problems. We have our own problems in the state of the fact that shit traveled to California, Cody.
Yeah.
That was the most alarming shit to me or whatever. It didn't travel to South Carolina or Alabama or some shit like that or whatever. No. They made it potent that it was in mainly California, and not just any place in California, downtown Los Angeles.
Yep.
I sent Cody in
the backyard.
We were talking about that. Me and Cody was talking about, and I've talked shit about LA all the time, like how LA just thinks it's like the most liberal city, progressive everything, when it really is not, to be honest. But I never expected it to get to that level, or if it wasn't that extreme. And it just goes to further prove the point there, whatever, and shit. L.A. sometimes need to get off their high horses with some of the politicians and actors and celebrities that live here and shit, thinking that, I live here because it's so progressive and stuff like that or whatever, when meanwhile, Cody, I don't know about you, but I ain't no fucking Proud Boys lived in fucking downtown L.A. I was like, what the fuck was they doing there?
So they no clue.
They decided to...
No idea.
To get together, Cody. They did get together to fight the good fight because they couldn't get a ticket to DC, I guess, Cody. And they were attacking people. Mainly they attacked this one woman, this black woman at that too. And first of all, they asked her who she voted for. She said Biden. They called her a nigger bitch. That's just like some hillbilly shit. You're a nigger bitch then, you know? not even, like, they called her that. They got in her face. One woman, the fucked up part about it, you ain't never going to be able to ID this woman. She had like a fucking mask, sunglasses, a hat on and shit. It's like, ain't never going to be able to ID her ass. So she probably got away scot-free for all I know. Puts her hands on her, hits her in the face and shit. Next you know, this big hillbilly cornbread, thoroughbred looking motherfucker who I just want to punch in the fucking face so goddamn bad. He grabs her, holds her down. One hand comes in, dude pepper sprays her and shit. One dude tried to tell me, he's a buddy of mine too, and once I sent him the rest of the story, he was like, oh shit, because he was trying to tell me like, oh, I already looked this up. That dude was actually trying to help her.
No.
I even saw an interview where the girl, she said, she's like, somebody grabbed me, and I thought they were attacking me, but she said, I heard somebody yelling, like, I'm here to help you, or whatever, something like that. She assumed it was that dude. Only for her to be told by like the photographer that there that no, it was us that grabbed you. That dude was holding you to get pepper sprayed. So she has reclined her statements that she's made on the news, and the post has been updated. She's been trying to get in contact with local news stations to tell them that like she wants to retract her statement now. Because it was funny because when my buddy sent it to me saying like, oh, that dude was her protector, I was like, how does she know that if he grabbed her from behind? And she got mace in the eye. She couldn't see shit for a while. And I was like, and I noticed I don't see this dude nowhere near in these photos where like dudes are like pouring waters in their eyes. So I was like, this dude ain't nowhere to be found. Only to find out that there's other videos of this dude, the dude with the beard and shit, this cornbread looking motherfucker. He was the one leading the groups. Mm-hmm. He led against three other people too. There's videos apparently of him leading the attacks on three other people. So I located this motherfucker. I was steaming like a motherfucker. I wanted to find his ass so bad. It was so bad that I wanted to get in my car and just drive around downtown LA for a moment. Like, just looking for him, just cruising, you know, just playing that Nas track, Car 85, you know, just looking. Like, I'm going to stab that motherfucker like a because it just irritated the fuck out of me so bad. First of all, I don't. What grown ass men putting their hand on women, first of all. That's just like some coward ass shit to me. It's so funny that these like Trump supporters are claiming to be all American and shit like that, yet they do the most heinous shit ever and stuff like that, putting their hands on a woman in the group chat. Mm-hmm. Piss me off, especially when you're doing it to a black person too, calling her a nigger bitch and shit like that. No, you need your ass whooped now.
Severe lack of balls within the Trump community, I notice.
Oh, so hard, heavily. Mm. I love that how they always like to point it out, the liberals and shit like that. It's like, don't get me wrong, liberals are some pussies. They lacking some balls over there and shit. But you motherfuckers there. So she got, it was updated and stuff like that. And this dude's been identified. I sent Cody a photo of this motherfucker. He works at West Covina Toyota.
Yep. What's his name? Roy Ball. Is that his name?
Roy Ball. That's his fucking name. Roy Ball. Remember that motherfucker's name right there. I want that motherfucker ID'd to the fullest. I want that motherfucker in jail. If he ain't in jail, I even saw some black dude wrote this shit. I ain't gonna go as far as this black dude because this dude was making straight up threats on like he was like, if that brother ain't ID'd in 24 hours, I'm gonna locate him and I'm gonna end him. And I was just like, hey, you wanna be the Punisher? Let him go ahead. Shit, go ahead and be done. But and that motherfucker, that pepper spray, I want that dude's hand delivered to my doorstep. I want the hand cut off because I don't know. I didn't even see his face. I just want his hand, Cody. I want the hand dropped off of my fucking doorstep. I want the hand. I'm gonna put it on the fence with like a barricade with a middle finger up and shit. I want that motherfucker. That shit pissed me off though.
You can't. Oh, horrible incident. It's fucking terrible. And they had that shit down to LA of all places. It's just like Jesus. Way fucking too close to home.
Way too fucking close. My mother works in downtown LA. Now, granted, she worked from home, obviously, because of COVID and stuff like that, whatever. I can just only imagine. I got two homegirls that live down that way. I got a buddy that lives over there. Now, I can only imagine had I just, like, looked on Instagram or the news station or something, that would have been, like, one of my loved ones, especially a woman, too. Ooh, we would not be recording this episode right now. I can tell you that right now. But I would tell Cody, I'm most likely going to be in jail. And I'm happy with that. I am perfectly fine with that. It's gotten so bad to the point my brother even said he's probably going to register for a gun. I never heard my brother say some shit like that.
Can't blame people.
And I told him, I said, and if any of them redneck fucks ever come in, you aim for the head. Put his ass down right away. and he asked me if I was going to register for a weapon. I said, brother, I said, I took jujitsu. I am a weapon. I am a registered weapon. I said, they're not going to do that to no dude or anything like that. Because I got to be honest with you. I don't give a fuck if it was a woman. She put her hands on me and that little group right there, pepper sprays me and shit. I'm going to headbutt the fuck out of her. So, I know I'm over here talking about, like, oh, you shouldn't put your hands on a woman. But like when you crowd up in a mob like that and you attack people, hey, you got to get your own, you know? But it was really disheartening. But what was even more disheartening about it is the fucking videos on the Capitol, Cody. Motherfucking full riot gear. This nigga, Cody, escorted this bitch down the stairs, hand to hand. Hand to hand. I saw Shannon Sharpe say something about that, too. Everybody, Stephen A. Smith said something, Shannon Smart, everybody in the NBA said something, whatever, so... even Charles Barkley for some of the words I can make out of him. it was hard, but you know, I got through it. You know, I was like, ooh, brother, ooh, man, how did you get a talk? Anyway, whatever. It's amazing. You can get a talk show, but hey, Oh man, but I saw that video, Cody, and that just fucking infuriated me more than the thing in downtown LA. I was just looking at, what the fuck was that? This dude was in full riot gear, escorting this woman by the hand down the stairs, oh so lovingly, while she had her little Trump beanie on and her MAGA shirt and shit. And I was sitting there just looking like, so police officers do know restraint. They know how to handcuff people and just pepper spray people. I was like, this is progress then, right? Like, this is some kind of progress here, right? Just for the wrong types of people. The ones who are creating the terrorism, they are just smooth and easy going for them, right? They just hand walking them down the stairs, Cody. The even bigger irony is the motherfuckers who are screaming for patriotism and shit like that, Cody, they are waving Confederate flags in the capital of the United States of America, looking at other people that are not with them and calling them traitors. I want the MAGA supporters to look up the word irony, because they clearly just do not know the definition of that word, Cody. It is fucking hilarious, though.
I don't think they're able to understand that concept. So,
yeah, I guess a dictionary would be, because that involves reading. So,
yeah, so. Completely above their fucking heads.
Yeah. I saw Shannon Sharp was as soon as I opened up my phone, it went right to that fucking video. This motherfucker escorting her down. Look at this shit. This motherfucker got a riot shield. He hand walking this. Look, I don't like calling women bitches and shit like that, but that woman's a bitch right there, okay? That woman's a fucking bitch. That little old ass cunt right there, okay? Like, she gets her fucking hand. She gets her hand walked down. Look at this shit. Like,
yeah.
It was like a movie for me. It was 2 hours long, because it was only an 11 second video, and it's 2 hours long for me because I couldn't stop staring at this shit, just going like, I want that cop's badge. I want him gun. Matter of fact, they should fire those people, those cops that let them in. They should be firing their asses and shit. There's a lot of firing that need to be going around here. A lot of work to be done around this, Cody. A lot of assery and fuckery, too.
Mm.
But you know who really came out and spoke? It was our good friend. You know who I'm talking about, Cody. It's that, I think he is. He's not Jewish. I was going to say Michael Rapaport. My friend Michael Rapaport. You know him, Cody, don't you?
Good old Michael Rapaport.
Yeah. You know him, Cody. He made such good things like Eat a Bag of Dicks and, you a dick. You dick. Yeah, he used it as like a noun, a verb, and that shit all at once somehow. But, he's back in, you know. He's got the Rapaport view.
Something. Rodney King, George Floyd, all the other people who have been abused, killed, harassed by the cops, black people, for nothing, for jack shit. These motherfuckers are, look at this shit. If this, well, there would be.
You know how he even says black people with like so much emphasis and shit. It's just like black people. It's like, man.
Man, got away with words.
These will be dead bodies. This is a fucking a shame, a shanda. Okay?
He is Jewish.
That's Hebrew, that's Yiddish.
Yes.
This is a fucking shame.
If black
people get fucking arrested, harassed, and I don't like to throw around the race shit, look at this shit.
You know, he sounds like James Franco in a spring break. Look at this shit.
Oh, shit. God damn right there. Look at my shit.
Look at my shit. I got flags, every fucking color. I got racism on every fucking race. You know what I'm saying?
It's the fucking Capitol. The Capitol building of the United States. Nobody has a knee on their neck. Nobody's getting batoned. Nobody's in the back of a fucking police car with no water. The fuck is going on here?
That's crazy to me. Thank you, Michael, for that that update there. That it's a very inspirational update too, Cody.
Always words of wisdom from Mr. Rapaport.
Yeah. I mean, you know, he's got like, you know,
some more. There are people on Parler right now that are taking our content from Parler and sharing it with people.
He's just cussing out everybody, Cody. He's talking about taking his content now or whatever. Mm-hmm. I mean, he just, you know, he's kind of angry. Let's just say that.
Great fucking.
Yeah. Hey, he's getting shit done, though.
Yeah, he's speaking the word.
Great fucking number. It's straight but round. It's even. As a child, everybody looks forward to turning 10. Mom, Dad, I'm in the double digits. 10 crack commandments. 10 fingers, 10 toes.
10 crack commandments.
The 10 commandments. It's just a great fucking number. Pele wore number 10. Eli Manning. Right,
Walt Klein. Eli Manning.
10 fucking days left. 10 is also the number that you start a countdown with. 10 fucking days left. You fuck pig, you.
Oh, fuck pig? That's what you said. Yeah, man. So he needs his own dictionary, bro. I need the Michael Rapaport dictionary. Yeah, he comes up with all these fucking phrases, man. It's so goddamn creative. It's like shit you never even think about.
Thank you. 10 days left. If you're fucking lucky, you got 10 days left.
He's threatening you.
Me personally, I don't think you're going to be that lucky. Okay? 10.
Yeah. Sounds like a mob boss, don't he?
That's what I'm saying. Yeah, like Batman tree hunting his ass down or something.
Man, I'm glad he's on our side.
You got 10 fucking days, Trump. You fuck pig.
I'm really glad he's on our side. I gotta tell you that. Like he yeah, look at this shit. Holy shit. I love it because some of the Trump supporters are saying, at least we didn't vandalize and destroy things, whatever. And it's like the first video you'll see is them smashing that window in and shit. Like that window's being fucking smashed handed like a motherfucker. He's like, yeah, But that 10 fucking days, you fuck pig, you. Oh, shit. He posted something on Kelly McEnany. Holy shit. Look at this shit, dude.
What the fuck?
He said she got all the sass sucked right out of her. This is what happens when you make a deal with the devil, you dumb fuck. Just got away with words, you know, Cody. Like, imagine if he was a commentator for like sports, like basketball or something like that.
Oh man, yeah, he's better than Snoop Dogg.
Him and Snoop Dogg should be the new commentary for the NBA. They should be for Major League Baseball. I bet the ratings would go up.
Hell yeah!
I know a fact that the ratings would go up. Whatever.
Let's fuck you, you Twitterless fuck you. 11 fucking days.
Did he say you Twitterless fuck you?
Yeah, you Twitterless fuck.
Melania's account, the one of your fucking mistress's account, 11 fucking days, asshole.
Excuse me, he's counting the days now. I love it because Michael Rapaport keeps, excuse me, he keeps posting all the posts, the photos of all the people that's getting arrested and shit. And he's like, look at this cunt. Look at this dumb fuck. No smile today, motherfucker. He posted this dude.
Oh yeah, that motherfucker. Yeah.
First thing he wrote, and he's like, "No smile today, huh, bitch?" Michael Rapaport. Man. What are you thinking of that beer over there? You sipping on, though, Cody?
Yeah. So you smell it. There's like a ton of honey on here.
Well, you're in the Bahamas, so that makes
yeah. You get a little bit of juniper berry from the gin barrel. A little vanilla. Not too much of the bourbon character. It is barrel aged, just making sure. Oh, it's not. It's gin barrel aged. You know, you're not getting any bourbon characters here.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Probably getting Japanese characters now.
It's like a light, like an ever so light brush of wood, maybe, but it's real faint. Flavor, though, you get all the.
You've been sipping on it for a cool minute now.
I have. Yeah. The first sip I had. Threw me off a little bit because I didn't know what I was expecting, but it's exactly what it's advertised as. It's a blonde barrel aged, the blonde barley wine aged gin barrels. Is exactly what it is. My biggest problem with this beer, though, there is pretty much zero finish. That too. There is zero finish. Up front, you get all the barley wine characteristics all the caramel, the toffee, the sweetest, like the honey characteristics, and then on the back end, the flavor, you get out the, that's where the gin comes in, like the berries and all that, the brighter citrus floral notes and stuff. But it's not lasting at all. It just kind of there, boom, and it fades. Given that I'm not the biggest fan of barley wines and or gin, I like gin. Barley wines, I can give a take. I really don't give a fuck about barley wines. The reason I bought this is because, like, oh, it's something different. I never really had I really don't drink cocktail-inspired beers like this. So I was like, starting out the new year, might as well start
with something fresh. Does it have that cocktail-inspired taste, though? Do you get
I can kind of see that, yeah.
It doesn't mesh well, though. It sounds like they didn't blend well together. It's in faith.
I think it's more so from, maybe that might be the case, but maybe for me, more so, is I'm not a big fan of these two types of alcohol. Like, I'm not barley wine, so I really don't give a fuck about. Gin is all right. Not the biggest fan of gin. It's fine. So, I don't know. I don't know what I was expecting. I guess maybe I was expecting a little bit more. Yeah, so.
Snoop is probably pissed at you now.
Hey, man, can't win them all. I can't please everybody. If I had to please everybody, I wouldn't be happy myself. That's how that works.
That's a lie. So. What are you talking about? Bullshit. That's a lie. What are you talking about? Look at these people. That video I just showed. They're pleasing everybody.
Oh, yeah. Very pleased.
one picture, he's smiling and laughing at that. He's pleasing his people. And then the second people, he ain't smiling so much. So he's pleasing
me. I guess that is.
I mean, with you, you just a hateful motherfucker, though. I mean, like, last
week. I just said I hate this beer.
Yeah, last week you
said hate it. I just said I'm not the biggest fan of it.
Last week you was shitting on the goddamn Bad Bunny people. Now you just shitting on the Snoop Dogg. Hey, sir. Oh, they deserve it.
Yeah.
They probably in that rally right there. Talking about Bad Bunny. Save us, Bad Bunny.
Man, fuck last drop. Hey, Bad Bunny.
Shit, some of them probably are saying fuck last drop. They were saying that to Shannon Sharp on Twitter. They were talking about, like, I don't like when you talk about politics. I don't want to listen to you.
He always fires back.
Yeah, he told them, because he said that they said that they were leaving. He just wrote back, bye-bye. I think he said, I don't want you here. That's always been my theory, too. Hey, it's your fucking show, Shannon and Skip. Y'all can talk about whatever the fuck you want. How could you not talk about that? That was a big, every show talked about it. That's like one of the biggest things ever, whatever and stuff.
Yeah, but there's also a nice warmth, little tinge of warmth going on the throat too. That's nice. That's a nice little touch.
Well, it's right like there. Semen.
Reminds of a nice spirit.
Well, it's like semen then, what you're saying.
I wouldn't know that, sir. I wouldn't know how hot or cold or neutral, lukewarm semen is going down the throat.
Oh, so you've never been a forensic detective then, is what you're telling me?
No, I have not. No.
Oh, well, in my line of work, Cody, you know. Sometimes
I think there's other instruments for that. I don't think you have to do all that to get the job done. You go the extra mile. So
you Cody, look, you're either going to be a professional or you're not. Okay, that's why I look at it. You're either going to be a professional or you're not. Okay,
I guess I'm as unprofessional as they come in. Shit.
Yeah. You need to get your shit. You need to fix your shit.
I'm good.
Yeah.
I'll stick with the semen outside the mouth.
Like you just talked about that warmth. Did it feel like an 8-year-old warmth or like
this motherfucker? Can't let that go, huh?
It's like a warmth. It's like it's like it feels young right here or like what do you think?
Well, motherfucker, I'm supposed to tell you. That didn't make any sense. God damn it. Shut up.
Explain this warmth to me. Like, is it like a hot sunny day in a California weather?
Or
I'll
tell you this: it's not as warm as like an actual spirit. I'm just saying there's warmth to the drink. That's all I was pointing out.
But you was doing this, like it's in your throat.
Yeah, because
like,
it's going down my fucking throat. So I'm trying to make you visualize.
Okay, yeah, I'm visualizing.
Goddamn drink. See? I was having an okay time drinking this, and now you're just fucking that all up.
I just want you to be true to yourself.
Your little fantasies and dreams and shit.
Yeah, I don't dream, baby. I don't dream. I don't do that. I got goals.
Whatever the fuck it is you do.
It's a goal, baby. It's a goal.
Okay. Goals, whatever.
Yeah. I'm just waiting
for that. What do you want to call it?
I'm just waiting for that that nice looking Bahama man to just walk right by you, or whatever, and be like, "Come on now, Mr. Cody, let's get off this call. Let's do this pissing bus off now." But let's I'm just trying to explain that drink. You know, it sounded like, you know, like a 1.5 ish. You know, like
I'm gonna give it a 2. Yeah, I'd say 1.5. Those are things I like say for like stuff that's not even trying. You can tell here they're trying to do something with this.
What's the price on that, Cody?
This was, I think, $12.
That's a one, then. Anyway, if I'm not mistaken. Spend no fucking $12 on no fucking truck. $12 could do, Cody, man. Shit.
You got a point, I guess.
Give me a double double and a regular burger and a, you know, a little vanilla shake there, baby. Shit.
I'll give it a 2. I'll stick with my 2 drop.
Just get to the 1.5. Come on. Just
yeah, I'll give it a 2.
Do it for me. Do it for me, baby. Come on.
Nah,
do it.
I can do it for you. I drink this shit. These ratings for me, baby. That's it.
No. Do this one for me. Just do it for me, Cody. Don't leave me.
I thought it was $10. Sorry, the other beer I bought was $12. Shit. $10. $9.99.
Nah, it was $12. It was $12. Like you said, $10. A little too expensive. You know, it was over the $10 range for me. You know, and shit. Where my cue card at? I'm gonna get that a 1. You know what I'm saying? That wasn't no nice execution. So we are gonna get this a 1.
Yeah. Hopefully, because I got another Firestone beer for next week, so hopefully that one's better than this.
You know what? But I'm going to make cue cards with numbers on them, and every time we'll do see. Beer week now via Zoom, I'm going to be like, well, my rating is, I don't care what Cody said, it's going to be a 1.
So you got the official rating, and then you got the bullshit rating.
Yeah, and when I give my official rating or whatever.
Okay.
Because okay. That ain't nobody, man, Cody, be right. Ain't nobody trying to spend that $12 on that, baby. They trying to take that $12, man. And they trying to take that $12. They trying to take that $12. And that $12 goes to, I can't see it.
David can't even see it.
Yeah, blending in with the sky and shit. Fuck. You know what I'm saying? So, you know, he's trying to show me some fake news shit here, you know, Cody. It's blending in with the tree now. Really the tree now, but, Cody.
Anyway.
people got better things to use that $12 for. That $12 can go to a plane ticket to DC, you know, Cody? I mean, they ain't got.
Well, you find on Spirit.
Yeah, you know, Southwest. Come on now. Yeah, next best thing, baby. Come on now. Shit, you know, $12, you know, take that off. That's a $12 discount on your flight to DC, Cody. A lot of things happen in DC. A lot of plans to be made. Moves to be made.
DC, the place to be right now.
He had a big raid there on Wednesday. Big raid party.
Oh, is that what that was?
Yeah, it was a big rave, man. Big rave, you know.
Oh, okay.
It was like a country festival for all the trailer park trash people.
Well, it was all right.
Yeah. The trailer park motherfuckers, you know. The flag waving motherfuckers. Whatever pronoun people that you want to call them and shit. This was kind of like barely a beer show and more of a 2021 looks worse than 2020 episode.
Well, shit, it had to be after the fucking shit we witnessed on Wednesday.
Oh my god. I mean, this week alone, shit.
Yeah. Shit, tune in next week. See what bullshit happens. You know how it goes in this planet, this country, rather. Yeah, you know shit goes.
We just stuck in stupidity now. We just not gonna.
Well, stuck in stupidity and tomfoolery. That's what it is. All
right, so we just not gonna get no better then, huh? All right.
No.
I guess we just got to accept this now or whatever. And it's like, as soon as we just get this vaccine, we just, I guess that's just like the
normal bullshit.
That was another thing too. The mishandling of the vaccine distribution and shit. I was like, Jesus Christ, we can't even get this straight now. Come on, man. Like
you knew there were going to be hiccups. Like, you knew goddamn well that shit was going to go out.
Like,
bitch.
God damn, dude. I was like, can we get anything?
You knew someone was gonna fuck up.
That's like
finally got a vaccine. What's the worst that could happen?
I knew that was gonna be a problem. I'm more in the sense it's like, can we just get one thing right in this fucking country? Like shit, we can't even fucking God,
this country is built on bullshit.
It's the thing too, because people keep saying like, I just wanted to go back to the way it was before then. It's like, I hate to tell you, or like, we're seeing another side of America we never seen before. It's like, I hate to tell you this, but America was always this fucking retarded. Like, yeah. Like, we was always.
The thing is, we're at home now, so we're in front of our screens more. So we're just seeing it all the time now.
Yeah, and not only that. That's the difference. I mean, America, look, because a lot of people think, like, it's going to get better after Trump. It's like, shit. I actually feel it's probably going to be worse with Biden or whatever shit. Not because he's going
to
be like.
Clean all this bullshit up.
He's got so much shit to clean up.
I don't wish that upon anybody.
Like that's the thing, too, because he's talking about like, he doesn't want to do the impeachment because he's like, damn, I got to spend my first 100 days on this bullshit. It's like, man, I had other shit I wanted to do, which I understand. But at the same time, it's like, we can't let this motherfucker get scot-free. Nah, man, he can't get scot-free. He got to get his, man. He got to get it, because then you sending that message to all his supporters and shit like, oh, it's perfectly fine. You can get away free. It's like, we can't get the distribution of vaccines correct. Motherfuckers don't even want to take the shit. We can't even get that shit right. Like, I had a bitch. Like, can we do something right? Can we get the Viagra pills out correctly then? Can we do that? Can we do that at least? You know?
No.
Oh, damn. God damn, dude. Shit.
No.
Make boners great again. Come on. Just make them great again. You know, we that'll be the goal. I want you to think of five things, Cody, that you think we can do correctly in 2021.
Oh, Jesus Christ. That's going to take it to 2022 to make up my mind about that. The fuck?
That's gonna
be five things we can get right?
That could be our end of the year list.
Oh, Jesus.
Better think now.
Do that to me.
Notice how I said,
oh, my God.
You do it, not me. You know what? How about this? You write five things we can get done right, and I write five things that we can't get right. I'll do that right.
Give me the same list.
Yeah, I ain't gonna lie. I won't write shit. I'll just wait to your answer and just give a duh. I'll be like, you things you say that, yeah. Surely we cannot do that right. So. So, yeah, so if you were looking for a full-on beer show or just talking alcohol in general, yeah, that probably ain't this episode.
You didn't get that this month.
Not this month, nah. Hey, it ain't happening this month.
So strap in, people.
Yeah, because you can only imagine now. What's happening next week?
The more we inch closer to that January 20th date.
Oh, and Martin Luther King Day, too. You know, that's like the most dangerous holiday of the year.
Oh, I forgot about that shit. forgot about that.
Literally, hey, Cody, that's 2 days before January 20th, too. That's on a Monday.
Yeah,
January 20th is on a Wednesday. So that week right there, oh, boy, strap in, everybody. You about to get some shit thrown at your ass, boy. Oh, man. Yes, I don't think this month you're really going to hear too much alcohol news because the country's in shambles and racism is at its all-time high here. But, you know, I feel like in this country, is there even a point anymore fighting racism?
I hate to say no.
Right?
That's the thing to fucking say,
it really is, right?
but shit.
It's like a losing battle at this point, right?
Yeah.
It's like, all right, it's no point in fighting this no more, right?
Well, kind of not, man. Kind of not.
Okay.
Anything to say, but on that note.
Yeah, on that note, I was just about to say, well, people, hope you enjoyed this.
That was fucking depressing, goddamn.
Well, I'm glad Cody gave his true thoughts that he knew what I wanted to hear, because, you know, I asked him because I expected him to give me a real honest answer there, and sure enough, he did. I was expecting that rah-rah speech, you know, that everybody else be giving, like, no, we're going to heal the country. We're going to get... Shut the fuck up with that shit, please.
We're going to band together. Please, we're going to conquer evil.
Stop it. Just stop.
Good will overcome. We will... Shut your ass.
You know who does those speeches a lot, too, is Biden. He does those speeches a lot. Now, granted, they sound very presidential. They're really nice and everything. But like, as a black man.
He's trying.
He really is trying to be like this unifier of everybody. And it's just like, man, stop. Just, he really is Grandpa Cody. He's like, just Grandpa, stop.
He don't know no better.
Nah, he just, he at home playing with the dog, just looking at this dog going like, man, if only the world was like you, puppy. And, you know, that dog is like, if as soon as you put your hand out, I'm going to eat that motherfucker. Like, that's like how that's how the country is, Cody. So on that note, we're going to get out of here because I want to rewatch Attack on Titan because it was amazing. So, which is funny enough, it's kind of like America right now, to be honest. But
yeah,
only thing missing is some giant ass creatures that's eating us and shit. But you know, at this point, I mean, would you really put it past us to happen?
Yeah, I'm waiting for aliens, Godzilla. I guess you add Titans on the list too.
Motherfucker, come out of a building swarm. You just look up and be like, should have seen that shit coming. You know what? I shouldn't have had my ass out here. And I should have known today was the day, whatever. It's like, you can go ahead and eat me. I knew it. Godzilla comes out, blues that blue flame on your ass. Like, I should have seen it was going to be blue flame today. I should have known. It wasn't going to be that regular red. It was going to be blue. Yeah. So I'm just going to burn to death then. All right. Well, we're getting out of here, people. We're done here. I hope you hated this show, because if you don't, then well, I really don't give a fuck now. I've been staring at this airhead, Cody. I've been ready to eat this motherfucker.
Yeah, airhead. I haven't seen that in a long time.
Oh, holy dude, shit. I buy the boxes of these motherfuckers, dude. Like,
oh, do you? Man, like, I haven't had one in forever.
72 of them, motherfucker. Like,
yeah, okay.
I love
back in the day.
Oh man, that was like the best fucking candy ever, dude. Like, it's. You know, the problem with these things is when you buy that many, they addicted in the motherfucker.
Oh, yeah. Well, I used to be all over airheads, man.
Especially when, because back in the day, school used to be like recess. We always had the hustler kid come up to us and shit, be like, yo, I got some airheads on deck. Anybody remember that show, Recess, with them kids and shit? And they had that one kid that didn't have a name, and they just called him Hustler Kid. And we straight up had a hustler kid. He used to be like, yo, I got them airheads, Jay. Lemon heads on deck, some sour strings, sour belts.
Got what you need.
Yeah, and I'd be looking like, yo, how much for that fucking, for that porno right there, dog? Shit, let me get that porno. Porno, some lemon heads, baby. You know? Shit, they want me to be an athlete. Yeah, I'm about to be an athlete, all right. You know, yeah. And be a rockin', don't come a knockin', baby. And on that note, that's how we're gonna get out of here now, because Cody's like, man, I just want to enjoy my
life. Can't be a rockin', don't come a knockin'.
Don't come knockin', baby. Cody's like, I just want to enjoy this Bahama weather, Cody, JB. Let me leave. All right, Cody, I'm gonna let you leave now. You can go now. You can go enjoy your
Oh, thank you, sir, for giving me the permission to.
One more thing before Cody leaves.
The ambiance.
Before Cody leaves, I just noticed that like he's like the ugliest motherfucker on that beach too.
Yeah, there's nobody else here, so I guess it's by default.
Yeah, everybody else is in shape and shit. Cody's like, he used to be muscular, but now he look like a dad bod and shit. Well,
oh man, let all the alcohols get to me.
Mm-hmm.
That's unfortunate.
Mm-hmm.
Well, good alcohol, good food, man, and no gym time. That's what happens.
Fuck it, shit. I don't give a shit.
Yeah,
gotta die someday, right? So
yeah, that's true.
What if tomorrow you got COVID and you died from that shit? You never tasted a steak or something like that, Cody. Come on now.
Yeah, got a point there.
Mm-hmm. Might as well go all out. It's not like you can really plan for the future no more.
No.
Yeah. Like that shit's done, son. Like
I don't have shit playing past finishing this beer right now.
I don't have shit from the moment I wake up to the moment I go to sleep. Like, what you doing tomorrow? I don't know. Whatever the day allows me to do, I can.
Yeah, that's where it all goes. Yeah,
shit. I mean,
we ain't controlling shit.
Nah, we not. So with that said, people, we done. We out of here now. We got to get out of here. We gone. Cody got to go like stare at how he can get his body back in shape. And so all the ladies.
Get back to the old me.
Nah, we don't want that. So hopefully he don't do that then. Hopefully he don't. We don't want that. Cody was a douche. Like he great A douche. It's like, yeah, nobody liked that Cody. People like the 30-year-old dad bod Cody.
30-year-old dad bod Cody, that's what's in right now.
They like that shit, yeah. Cody. They feel like you're more in touch now with the common man.
Yeah, I guess I am. Mm-hmm. Look at the common folk. Yeah. Get the common folk mindset. Yeah.
Try not to say it like that. You sound like an asshole. Anyway, people.
That's the old Cody mentality creeping in, man. Sorry.
Yeah. You need to.
The old program. My bad.
That's that LA mentality. You need to get that Bahama mentality, please.
Yeah. I got to get it.
So, with that said, people, I'm your godfather of whiskey. I'm JB as I down this glass.
I am the godfather of craft beer, Cody.
And like we always say, livers will never be the same.
And glasses will never be dry.